Jewish quarter of the old city, you will see that the synagogue of the Ramban has been rebuilt, and that there's a yeshiva that learns there every day. There's davening there every day. The Ramban rebuilt the Jewish presence in the land of Israel. We have the letters that he wrote home to his family, especially to his son. He had two sons. One was a rabbi and the other one was in the court of James I. He writes to his son, the courtier, that he shouldn't take it seriously. He shouldn't think that that's the world. He should remain a Jew and not invest all of his talents with the court of the Christian king, where eventually no good would come of it. He writes of his homesickness for his family, for his children and his grandchildren. But he writes of the fact that God allowed him to come to the land of Israel and there to rebuild the community in Jerusalem. He says that that's a merit that was given to few, an opportunity given to few. The Ramban died in about 1270. We don't know exactly where he's buried. Most of the scholars and Jewish tradition says that he's buried near the city of Haifa. In the city of Acre, there was a great yeshiva founded by French Jews who came with the French crusaders. It's just mind-boggling. But who came with the French crusaders, and there were, and then that in this yeshiva there were over 300 French Talmidei Chachamim, and that for a period of over 200 years there was a large Jewish community and a scholarly community in Acre. And it could be that the Ramban went to visit them, and it could therefore be that in their cemetery, which is near Haifa, Acre is just the other side of the bay of what is today the modern city of Haifa, it could be that he is buried in their cemetery also. It is not clear to us where his burial place is, except that he died in the land of Israel and that he was buried in the land of Israel. Again, his death, his departure from Spain, accentuates the coming of the Inquisition, the coming of the persecution of the Jews in Spain. The golden era is long behind us now, and now it's straight downhill until two centuries later the Jews will eventually be expelled from Spain, and that would be the end of Spanish Jewry.